Coach's Insight here on Care 93.7, continuing to get you prepped for week one of the high school football season tomorrow night. And now we talk Atchison football as we welcome in Jim Smith, head coach, and our conversation with the coach brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, pretty great season for you a year ago, 8-2. You swept the KCA League to win the league title, got to the second round of the playoffs. Just your quick thoughts on last season and how everything went for you.
Well, it was really a good season for us. You know, we had a lot of younger kids playing and got a lot of experience that way. And the kids, again, just looking back on the whole season, it was really a great team effort on everyone's part.
Let's talk about some of the returning pieces for you. You got 6 returning starters on offense, 8 on defense. How have those returning players, those veterans, and the new faces kind of gelled together throughout the course of the preseason?
Well, really, things have gone very well for us. We did a little 7-on-7 this summer, which we've installed a new offense this year, which we're going to do a little more up-tempo, and so that gave us a chance this summer to get a lot of work in, and our receivers and quarterbacks got a lot of work in. The one downfall of it is our linemen didn't get a lot of work, and you know, as you know, we lost 4 starting linemen off last year's team.
It's been a battle at quarterback between Trey Carter, Jeter Purdy. When you look at those two and kind of how they've meshed the offense together and working to kind of battle for that starting job, you know, talk about those two, how they've looked, and kind of how that plan is going for week one at quarterback.
Well, it kind of came to a halt this summer when Jeter got hurt this summer. He had a small tear in his rotator cuff of his throwing arm, so he wasn't able to throw it all summer long. And, in fact, he still hasn't been cleared to throw, but he can still he can play, but he can't throw. So, Trey got the job, but Trey has been outstanding. He's really taken it and ran with it and doing a fantastic job, and we'll have Jeter out on the outside at wide receiver.
And I think it'd be a disservice to not at least mention Jesse Greenlee coming back at running back. Obviously, he was one of the best in the state a year ago, over 1,700 yards, 27 touchdowns, all-league, all-state honors. How has he looked, you know, heading into this year, and what's your expectations for him?
Well, we expect big things out of Jesse. He's really been working hard, and he knows what's at stake for him. He's going to be a good leader for us. And, again, we just expect so many big things out of him, not just running the ball, but we're going to try to get him the ball a little bit in the air.
After an 8-2 year, you're back at it. Week one tomorrow night, you get Ottawa in the season opener at home. You know, a team that went 2-7 a year ago. As you kind of prep for this ball game tomorrow night, what stands out about the Cyclones, and what challenges do they present?
Well, they're going to 2 platoon us. I really feel their 2-7 record really wasn't indicative of the type of team they have. They play in a very tough league, and we're going to have to be ready to play because they did get a move-in that I did hear about that's supposed to be a jet, and they kind of move him all over the field, so we're going to have our hands full.
How nice is it to start the year playing 3 of your first 4 games, I should say, at home?
Well, right now it's going to feel good, but I just don't know how it's going to be at the end of the year when we kind of wish we might have a game at home. But, no, we're excited. You know, we don't look too hard at that because we really don't travel that far. You know, we have a road game down at Perry Compton and another one. The others are down at Kansas City, and I just never thought about it being that far of a drive.
What are your thoughts on the KCA League this year? You swept it last year and won the league title, and now you get the addition of Highland Park into the league here in 2022. What's kind of the overall early outlook on the league play this year?
Well, just looking at everybody, I would have to give Highland Park the nod. We played them last year, and they have an extremely explosive offense. They got a young man that's going to New Mexico State next year, and he's a fantastic ball player. Other league schools, I look for Sumner, and I look for Washington to be as tough as usual.
Well, let's talk about Ottawa again. When you get set for the week one matchup tomorrow night at home, what are going to be a few keys to come out and get a win here in week one?
Well, I really think we have to take care of the football, and it's kind of hard to say that when you're playing an up-tempo. Eliminate mistakes, eliminate penalties, and just play good heads-up focused football.
There it is, Jim Smith, Atchison head football coach, as they get set for their week one matchup tomorrow night at home against Ottawa. That's a ball game you can hear right here on Care 93.7. Coach, we appreciate it very much, and as always, our conversation with the coach brought to you by Amberwell Health. We appreciate it as always. Good luck tomorrow night in the week one ball game, and we're excited to get going, and we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate everything you do. Thank you.
All right, there it is. Jim Smith joining us. We'll talk more Hillmount Academy football when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.